FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Ollie, not far away, on last night's show, you made a claim about a children's TV show.
Yeah, Pugwash, Captain Pugwash is a filthy show full of innuendo.
That's the claim that you made.
Lieutenant Scratchwood.
I wasn't very sure about that.
Master Bates.
I wasn't sure at all. I've done some digging and I've come up with the truth. The truth, I say.
Hang on, sorry, you've done some research. That's a first.
What? No. You can't do the sound effect, mate. It goes like this.
That was my reaction when you did research.
Ollie, up next, though, I got a pimple.
Oh, well, don't keep it hidden. Share it with the world.
Well, I need to tell you where it is because it is in a very weird spot. It's like in the... like I found it today and I went, this is weird.
Okay. All right, play Epic by Faith No More. Yeah. I'm going to wait here.
Okay.
I have to hear where this disgusting pimple is.
Cool. Stick around, where's the pimple?
What? I'm not going to move.
Yeah, good. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Stick around, please. Yes. Epic. Faith No More. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Hit us up across Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, at Tom and Ollie with a Y. In search for us there. We read all your feedback. Thank you to Steve for messaging in.
With his comment about the tramp stamp?
Yeah.
Were you going to read it out?
No.
Or? I just read it.
Is it interesting? I actually haven't read it. I just
haven't read
a message.
It's a reference to your tramp stamp that says legend in it on your back, obviously. Mm. And he said it could be something different. He said it could say...
I don't really know.
Yeah, you can imagine what it would... It's about queuing up and stuff.
Oh. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Ollie, I've got a pimple.
Oh.
You want me to play the sound effect?
Hey. You don't need to. I nailed it on my own.
No, you didn't. All right.
No, that's normal.
I want to ask, where's the weirdest place you've had a pimple? Because you know how they can just pop up sometimes? They can just pop up. And you just go, whoa, that's a pimple pop up.
They almost always pop up.
Where the hell did the pimple pop up, you know?
They rarely say, hey, in a week I'll be here. They just pop up.
No, sometimes they do, though. Sometimes they go like half and they're like, oh, I'm here, but I'm not going to like go anywhere for a little while. I'm not going to get a head on it so I can't burst. I'm just going to sit here and like be painful.
Oh, like an underground one.
Oh, the worst.
They're bad.
That's when the pimple doesn't pop up.
The worst for me is the nose. I hate them in the nose.
In the crevice?
Just anywhere. It gets so swollen. I mean inner.
Inside the nose.
Oh, it's so
bad.
Oh,
mate. That's a bad pimple. That's a pimple pop up.
Pop up. It is a pimple pop up.
Ollie, I want to tell you where this pimple is because you won't believe it.
Well, yeah.
You will not believe it.
You really suck me in here. I mean, I want to.
I know.
As I said before, I've hung around. I haven't moved
to
hear where this weird pimple is.
Now, it's in Naughty After Nine.
Oh, no.
And it's nowhere naughty. Ollie, I have it on
pimple
my...
Pimple penis.
No. I have it on my little finger.
Oh, what a letdown.
Yeah, it's a letdown.
You suck.
But seriously, who gets a... I'm going to explain it to you. If you look at your middle finger, where the middle finger joins the hand, just above that. So, like, I'm calling it the third knuckle. Like the third bit, under the second knuckle, under your knuckle.
I hung around during Epic Faith No More to hear this.
But look,
I would have gone home.
But look at it.
Well, yeah, it looks like a pimple on your finger.
It was like there was, you know, there was stuff in it. It was weird to have a pimple on your little finger, on your pinky finger.
Yeah. Well, let's pray to God that on 133353 we get some crazier answers than your finger.
Weirdest place you've had a pimple.
How about like eye? Eyes are bad. You ever get one on the eyelid?
I call that a sty though, don't you?
Is that different?
Yeah. You know who had a weird place for a pimple actually?
Who?
Andy Lee.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, radio saw Andy Lee.
Poor Andy.
Now, I don't want to say the story. Here's why. Because I want Andy
Lee. It's not your story to tell.
I want Andy Lee to call us.
Well, he's called the show.
He's
called before. Maybe he's listening now. He'll call up.
Take a listen. He called the show before in Naughty After Nine.
Some guy called Andy's called up. Good evening, Andy.
Guys, just talking about the show. Thanks heaps.
Oh, Andy Lee.
Oh, Andy. What's going on, mate? So he's called the show. He's a listener.
I like how there he refused to say it's Andy Lee. I wanted him to say that. He didn't say it.
So this caller really It's kind of for Andy Lee. It's also for you. If you've had a weird place you've ever had a pimple, 1-333-353.
Oh, it's the people's call.
It's the people's call.
It's the people's question.
Yeah.
Weirdest place you've ever had a pimple.
But
if Andy could call up, and maybe you've got to encourage him if you know Andy.
Yes.
Maybe give him a text or a message.
Give him a text.
A Facebook message. Just say, hey, Andy, the boys at Tom and Ollie want to hear your story about the pimple.
Yeah.
Was it a pimple?
Oh, mate, it was a pimple. It was an abscess. It was gross where it was. But again, I'm not going to reveal it.
No.
Hopefully Andy Lee gives us a call. If not, hey, we'll take your stories. Weirdest place you've ever had a pimple. So give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. New John Butler Trio here. It's called Home. It's by the John Butler Trio. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you have a good Thursday night. That weekend isn't far away. You can smell it. You can taste it. You can see it. You can hear it.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
It is Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. The question we're asking you is, weirdest place you've ever had a pimple? The weirdest place you've ever had a pimple? I got one on my little finger. I thought that was a pretty weird place to have it.
Have you gone weirder, though, in your lifetime?
Have you ever had the gooch pimple?
No.
Nah.
Have not.
Yeah, neither.
I have had the...
Yeah, neither. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know who would have that.
No, someone who's not showering, I reckon.
Who would have that? That's weird.
I have had the double P. if it, you know, who hasn't though?
The PP pimple.
Yeah, basically. Look, we're still waiting to hear Andy Lee's story.
We know
Andy of Hamish and Andy has a classic pimple story.
And one that he had to drain over a bathtub. I'll say that.
Oh, almost vomited again, Tom.
And look, we're not going to call him. We're waiting for him to call us because in the past he has called the show just out of the blue.
Yeah.
So we'll wait for Andy Lee to call. If you do know him, give him a text. We'd love to hear the story. But Lockie on 1-333-353. I mean, you know Andy Lee, mate, but where's the weirdest place you've ever had a pimple?
Oh, mate, it was actually in my ear.
It was in your ear?
Yeah, in my ear. Oh. Yeah, like, so,
pimple ear.
Not my earlobe, just up, you know, like crossing my cheekbone.
Yeah.
It was in there. And it took about 5 days and it was getting really painful and then I pushed it.
Yeah.
And, mate, the sound it makes when it's actually in your ear is incredible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in my ear.
What did it sound like?
I imagine it'd be like a volcano going off.
No way. Can you make the sound with your mouth, Lockie?
I can try. it's kind of like a turd or something.
Like a
turd, pimple.
Oh, I don't know. It's a bloody loud, mate. Yeah. When it's in your ear, it's loud.
Oh, no, mate, it's loud. Hey, have a good night, Lockie.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey.
Bye.
All right.
Never call again.
Who wrote?
Taking more calls, Tom, for weirdest place you've had a pimple. Is it holiday time? Is it almost?
Oh, God, it's nearly holiday time,
isn't it? It's our last show for a week, so this could be the rest of the show tonight is just weird pimples.
It's weird pimples, or Andy Lee can save it.
it's up
to Andy Lee.
It's all resting on Andy Lee.
Yeah. This is White Wedding, Billy Idol. Oh, that's what the name of the song was. Oh.
Yeah.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Give us a call. 1-333-353. White Wedding, Billy Idol, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll get to the bottom of the Captain Pugwash characters and what they meant if they were actually sexual double entendres, which is what you said on the show last night, Ollie.
Yeah,
a Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
It's actually some serious stuff here right now.
Tom.
Don't laugh.
Well,
wait,
I mean,
what are you doing, mate?
Well, you've asked this question.
The weirdest place you've ever had a pimple. And look, they can be an embarrassing thing and it can be quite a serious ordeal to have a pimple somewhere. I've got one on my little finger now. It's not funny.
Would you say ailment, Tom? Affliction?
I'd call it an injury.
An injury? That's a strange way of putting it.
No, well.
Well, you were saying before that you had one in a pretty bad spot, and I don't want to repeat the word that starts with G and is 5 letters long.
No, I said I didn't have a gooch pimple.
Yeah, but you asked me if I had, in a way that would suggest that you have had it, but wasn't willing to share about it. Campbell, you've also had a pretty embarrassing pimple.
I sure have. I actually have one on the gooch.
All right, we'll just refer to it as the GP now.
The G spot.
In between the legs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
How did you get that, do you reckon? Why did it appear there?
I used to cycle and a bit of irritation happened and safe to say I was waddling for a couple of days.
Oh. Tom, were you waddling as well?
No.
You did?
I didn't have one. I don't know what you... Why do you keep asking me? I never had a GP.
Okay. Well, you don't cycle.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. Actually, the...
Oh, I know.
It's how you get into manhood.
Yeah. No, I know. I know that, Campbell. But, you know, I'm just making sure that the rest of Australia knows that I didn't have one. You had one, Campbell. I didn't have one.
No, I can sense that you've had one.
Campbell, I haven't had a GP. I haven't had a gooch pimple. It's just not me.
Sounds like...
Why would I... Not, if anyone's going to get a gooch pimple, it'd probably be Ollie, you know? No, well, and
it's
you, not, Campbell.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. You're making it out of it.
I'm not ashamed.
Tom, why are you ashamed?
I'm not ashamed. I don't know what
your sister, Asha, she's lovely. She's a nurse.
I don't know. Asha
can sort it
out. Why are you bringing up my sister? My sister hasn't had gooch pimple.
She's lovely.
What are you doing?
She's lovely.
Campbell,
she can sort it out.
No, that's fine.
There's nothing wrong with it. No, it's clearly something to be proud of.
And you're clearly awkward about it. I can hear that, Campbell. I know that you're quite awkward for sharing that you had a gooch pimple. If it was me, I'd be awkward as well. But it wasn't. Definitely, well, it wasn't me.
You don't sound awkward, so. Tom. Two grown men. On you, Campbell.
Have a good one, boys.
Yeah, see you, Matt. See you later, gooch pimple.
I will. Tom's going to have a shit one.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We were talking last night, Ollie, about the TV show Captain Pugwash. You said this.
Well, I Googled it to check that, and if you search Master Bates, something comes up. Yeah, I said that. Captain Pugwash is a show for kids back in the 50s. I'm telling you, it's riddled with innuendo, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, I wasn't so sure last night, and I've been doing some research. I'm going to reveal the truth tonight, Ollie.
What, you're saying Lieutenant Scratchwood is a mistake?
I will reveal all after, we got Muse Uprising, and then we've got brand new Paul Kelly with the one I love. I'm going to reveal the truth behind Captain Pugwash and these dirty names that you are saying exist.
Well, there better be a content warning, I'm telling you.
You'll be Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's new music from Paul Kelly off his upcoming album, Nature, dropping October 12. Yeah, I said dropping and I'm on Triple M. Don't worry, it's Tom and Ollie. We have questions and it's after 9 o'clock.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Ollie, last night an outrageous claim was made. Would you like to run us through that outrageous claim?
I don't think it was outrageous, Tom. I don't fall for urban myths. I'm a very clinical, smart, readerly person, Tom. And I did reveal to you that there is a cartoon from the 50s from the UK called Captain Pugwash. Mm. It's a kids' show. And I was reading on Wikipedia, which is a good source, about the many double entendres. And I've got to tell you, if you look at the facts here, you can't deny that there is a strong sexual theme. In the show, there is, well, for one, they're pirates.
This is the theme song.
Pirates, there's already a bit of a gay sexual thing with pirates.
Since when?
You know the song Gay Pirates?
Yeah, well, but that's a fictional song.
Pirates, sex, it's a thing. Anyway, there's more characters.
In my dreams.
Master Bates is a character. That's not a coincidence. There's a character called Willy.
Mm. Well,
one called Roger. Stinker. Lieutenant Scratchwood, sir. Is that the name you give to yourself?
You said Roger. Or? It was Roger the cabin boy was the claim that you made.
Yeah, that's what I said, I think.
No, you just said Roger. Ollie, these claims that you made are absolutely ridiculous. Well, I have been doing some research tonight. I've headed over to the website Snopes.com. I don't know if you know Snopes.
No.
What they do is they take urban legends and they fact check them.
Snope.
Ollie, the claim is the characters in the cartoon series Captain Pugwash are names that were sexual double entendres.
Yes, that is what I'm attesting.
Ollie, there is no such thing.
What do you mean?
They don't have sexual double entendres. Let me give you the backstory.
Master Bates? Are you kidding me, Tom?
No, it's not actually called Master Bates. It's called Master Mate. It's not Roger the Cabin Boy. It's Tom the Cabin Boy. You've got it completely wrong.
Well, what am I reading then? Chopped liver?
Here's what's happened. Series creator John Ryan successfully won retractions and settlements from Sunday Correspondent and The Guardian after both newspapers claimed that the show's characters did indeed have smutty names and that the BBC had taken it off air as the result.
Willy.
That was not true.
Willy.
The young, they had to retract everything, including
having to write semen stains and masturbates in the newspaper.
So there's no character called Semen Stains?
There is definitely not.
What about definitely not. What about Captain or Lieutenant Scratchwood?
No. It's funny, Ollie, because last night you did say this.
And it's just, it's very, so, and there has been a, someone got sued because this paper, the Sunday Correspondent, made these allegations.
Hang on, say that someone got sued. You were completely correct. They got sued John Ryan. Because of the claims that you were making.
John Ryan, the piggish author, would have got sued. That's what I thought.
No, he was suing the other way.
He was suing the guys who...
You also said this.
Well, I Googled it to check that, and if you search Master Bates, something comes up.
You've now been kicked off the work internet, which is very interesting, but you also said this one.
There's also a character called Willie. I mean, how obvious can you get?
Well, I want to say, Ollie, there is actually a character called Willie.
There is a character called Willie.
Yeah, there's a character called Willie.
See, I told you, if you Google some things, you can be right.
I want to give you the closing statement from Snopes, because I think it's spot on, and I think it speaks directly to people like you, Ollie, the sickos like you, Ollie. It says, puns that play on the homophony of Master Bates, and semen, are quite old. Recall the what's long and hard and full of semen joke.
Oh.
And it was probably only a matter of time before someone made the obvious jokes about the names of sailors in a long-running television series. Especially since people, I'm going to say like you, Ollie, seem to find this type of humour particularly titillating when it is ascribed to the creators of children's programming. I would like you to retract your words, sir. I would like you to retract your words.
Well, I stand by the fact that Willie's pretty funny. But, okay, I was wrong.
Yeah.
But I will say this. If you Google... as I did, Tom, All In Sex Party, Berlin. Something comes up.
You and Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Oh, mate, a triple header. You had Collective Soul, you had AC/DC, and then Screaming Jets. Yes, please. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Ollie, the question we've been asking for a while now is, can we have an end of year party where you're all invited, but it's completely funded by that online currency called cryptocurrency? You might have heard it. It's like Bitcoin and stuff. People use it to...
Yeah, blockchain theory.
Yeah, blockchain stuff.
I get it. The idea is, we invest the money, we go gangbusters, it skyrockets, we get you to the party, we go nuts. It's a celebration of cool in the gang style. We go nuts.
Of course, it's by CoinSpot, Australia's leading and most trusted cryptocurrency platform. Coinspot.com.au is where you can go. We had Paul from CoinSpot on earlier. What he said was, guys, I'm going to give you two coins.
Huge announcement it was, Tom.
It was a huge announcement.
It was a huge announcement of cash, injection. You sound pretty excited.
Yeah, well.
He gave us two coins. My inclination is to sell out right now, just to take the money and host the party.
He gave us Kenya. That was one coin.
Yeah, not Kenya. Kenya.
No, Kenya. And the other coin was Engine.
Has Kenya got bitcoins yet? Do they do crypto?
Kenya?
Yeah. Do you reckon they're doing crypto?
Shush, mate. It's like Kenya, like C-A-N-Y-A.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Gave us $1,000 worth of coins. That got us to where we were at the start of this journey with $2,500.
Yeah.
Ollie, I've just checked our cryptocurrency again.
Let's check it. Let's sign in.
You want?
Can we sign in? Come on.
I don't have the.
What do you mean? You haven't got the sound effects?
Oh, okay. Let me.
We can't check it without signing in.
Yeah, true.
This is how CoinSpot works. Nice. It's all digital.
All right.
With cryptocurrency.
Okay,
it's all up in the air.
Internet's a bit slow. Come on.
Password.
And we have the NBN here at Triple M. Can you believe it?
I know.
Okay, Ollie, I've signed in. Oh, my God.
So we were at what tonight?
Oh, my God. I'm prefacing with, oh, my God. We're at $1,530.
Was that with the money?
No, that was without the money.
Okay.
Without the extra $1,000.
That's in the bank.
That's in the bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have lost $20.
That's okay.
But we've gained an extra $1,000, so we've earned $980.
Cool glitch, man. Get that system working.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Thanks, Zeta, our playout system here at Triple M. Thanks for letting us down.
Gotta mate, how that, about that, though?
Gotta love that half-hearted, it's a celebration.
Mate, I'm excited. $2,520.
Look, the more cash we get, the higher the chances of getting you there. And
the less of the chance we'll be drinking Passion Pop in the park.
No, I want a Corona or two. That's what I feel like.
I want a Hahn.
We're going to Queensland tomorrow, Tom, and I feel like something that's a bit summery and fun.
Oh, do you mean you want to... All right, see you guys. Ooh. We're off for the next week.
Going on your dad's yacht.
There's a little best of that we'll be playing. We'll see you in a week's time.
All right, see you tomorrow, Tom, bright and early.
Have a good one.
Bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.